My friend John is going to Vietnam. That would have sounded ominous in 1968 when a Vietnam visit wasn't necessarily round trip. But things are different now. And John is quite the world traveler. He's taking a tour planning on beaches and five-star resorts. He wants to get to Vietnam soon before it's just another trendy destination everyone at the country club's already been to. He's right to rush. The Travel Channel says Vietnam is fast becoming a first-class holiday with a Starbucks practically on every corner. So he's reading travel guidebooks about the hippest restaurants in Hanoi. There's great scuba diving and the Tam Đào Golf Resort in Spa is awesome, he said. I was in high school when the Vietnam War finally ground to its grim conclusion. Those names in John's travel magazine, Saigon, Hanoi, Da Nang, brought back memories of evening news broadcasts. John showed me a picture of a Waikiki-style deluxe hotel. We're staying in the Sheraton Saigon. It's fabulous. By 1975, more than 1 million Vietnamese soldiers and hundreds of thousands of civilians were dead. We're doing the Mekong Delta luxury cruise. The boat is amazing, said John. 58,000 Americans lost their lives in Vietnam. 2,338 are still listed as missing in action. But John's guidebook advised, in charming Hanoi, shop at fashionable boutiques where you can have a suit custom-made in one day. I thought of that iconic photo of a screaming child running down a dirt road in Vietnam, clothes burned off her body by napalm. But I wouldn't want to ruin John's trip with depressing history. I'd hate to be a downer, pointing out the irony of fast food where a miserable death was once as common as a happy meal. Today, Americans in Vietnam are shopping, not dropping bombs. Tourists like John are visiting in droves, and the high-rise hotels can't go up fast enough. It sounds like a relaxing vacation, and John is quite the world traveler. He says in 20 years, Baghdad will be the hot tourist destination. With a perspective, I'm Richard Swerdlow.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.